Good morning. It's 9:30 on February 18th, 2020, and I hereby call the meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors, acting as Drainage District Trustees, to order. Could I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I would so move.
Second.
Olson?
Aye.
Heddens?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Agenda is approved. Then the first item on the agenda is to consider approval of the engineer's notice of completion for Drainage District Richland 20, East Town Fork Repair. Are there any questions? If so, our Drainage District Clerk is here. Maybe he could answer them.
I have no questions. It was a very straightforward communication and notice of repair.
Yeah, okay.
I thought the same way, so.
Okay, then I would entertain a motion for approval of the engineer's notice of completion for Drainage District Richland number 20, East Tile Fork Repair.
So moved.
Second.
Heddens?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Adopted. Consider payment of any claims for damages caused by the tile repair. We've not received any today, but there is an owner here today. Are you considering filing a claim?
Well,
is that why you're here? If you wouldn't mind coming to the microphone, if you have something to say, then we can get it on the record.
Yeah, I don't think there is
any. Could you identify yourself for the record?
Mark Hansacker.
Hi, Mark.
I don't think right now we know of anything because the ground's frozen and we don't. I think everything's legit, you know.
Okay.
I guess we're just coming here for more information. We didn't know exactly what has been happening.
Okay. Well, it sounds we've got a report of completion, so I think everything is done. If something does happen, feel free to contact our Drainage District Clerk to.
I'm Marcia Hansacker.
Marcia Hansacker, welcome.
And I like Mark. Thinking about the future and if everything works and performs according to the plan, how do you guard against problems?
How do we guard against problems?
Yeah.
You mean if the repair didn't work
Correct.
Or something else has to be done? I think usually we rely on landowners to come to us as their drainage district trustees and tell us that there's a problem. And then we either can, if it's a small repair, we'll do what we'll get it arranged to fix, or if it's a larger one that might cost more, we need to get an engineer's report.
Okay, and can you tell us, have the people been paid, and when would we see the resulting charges?
I'm going to turn that over to Scotter.
Yeah. So on the subject, if you're talking about repairs or problems specific to this repair, then I believe I don't have a contract in front of me, but typically there's a 1 year period from the time of completion where the contractor has to come in and repair any problems with the repair they did. If their repair should fail or if a problem is discovered with the work they did, they'll have to come back and fix that for a period of 1 year.
That can be complicated though. Because it involves the railroad, correct?
Yes. Hopefully there won't be anything like that. That's certainly not typical for problems like that to arise. As far as when the payments will be due, we levy the districts, and we'll have a meeting in May to levy any drainage districts, including this one, that need to be levied. Those payments are due with the regular taxes on September 30th of 2020.
Okay.
So you'd probably get the bill in early to mid-August, but it wouldn't be due until September 30th.
We just wanted to express our interest and so.
Yeah, I think this is something that at least most of the landowners in the area have wanted to have done. It's been a problem for a long time.
It has.
And then the damages are, if you believe the land has been damaged, it will affect the yield of the land for compaction or something like that, or if they did construction while the crops were in the ground and they had to damage the crops to access the site, which I think that was all done when the crops were not in the ground.
They were out.
Okay. So unless you feel there were compaction damages, it shouldn't be an issue.
Right now, I couldn't say.
Mm-hmm. Well, something does come up when you're starting to farm this spring. Let us know. Get hold of Scott. File a claim, and then we would need to have our engineer look at it to to review it before we would approve it.
So. Will do.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming out.
So we have no claims for damages, so we'll move on to number three. Consider approval of final payment on the East Tile Fork repair, and the amount is included in the completion report. It's $9,985.
I would so move that we approve the final payment on the East Tile Fork repair in the amount of what Linda just read.
$9,985.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion?
Nope.
Olson?
Aye.
Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Okay, that is approved, and I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
So I have the documentation on a flash drive. It was in my car when I was moving Marion Diller around.